T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's welcome in 3-time NL saves leader, a 4-time All-Star, and a guy who is 5th on the all-time saves list, most by any lefty, and one of the most beloved Mets of all time, John Franco. John, thanks for joining us tonight.
Sure. How you doing? How's everything?
Everything's great. You are one of the most beloved Mets of all time. So what do you think endeared you so much to the Mets fans still to this day?
Well, being born and raised in Brooklyn and growing up a Met fan and rooting for that team growing up and then living out a childhood dream and playing for the team that you rooted for, I wore my heart on my sleeve. I gave it, 150% while I was out there, my passion to try to win and try to do my job day in and day out, and just love playing in New York and for the New York fans. And I know what they're all about. They love their teams and they love a good product and they love a winning team. There were some unfortunate years it's at Shea Stadium that we didn't do well, but they were very passionate. And, you just grow up around that and you see how they feel and how they act towards the players. Just you try to give back to them as much as you can.
I think Mets fans right now will be thinking back to your 1.88 playoff ERA, maybe the 2000 Subway Series, the glory days of the Mets. So, John, looking at this team right now, I mean, in my opinion, I think they're close, but what else does it need to win it all?
Well, obviously, a lot of consistency. I think the thing that hurt them the last couple of years has been a little inconsistency with some of the starting pitching and then timely hitting, hitting with guys on base, hitting with guys in scoring position. And also going out there and trying to, especially now, with trying to get an everyday catcher, an everyday center fielder, you want to be strong up the middle. And also, we need somebody, a couple of guys to step up behind Jake DeGrom. Jake has been the best pitcher in baseball the last 2-3 years. And the rotation behind him really hasn't stepped up. Noah got hurt. Stroman only played a half a year. Steven Matz has been inconsistent. And, Lugo just became a starter last year. So I think the starting rotation needs to step up. And obviously the bullpen has been an Achilles heel the last couple of years. But it seems like Diaz bounced back nicely last year. So hopefully he can ride on his coattails and get a little better out there also.
I've been fielding calls for this is going to be the 3rd week now of, the hot stove is fired up. You mentioned all of the positions that we talk about every week on my show. Do you have a preference of a Springer or a Realmuto or a Bauer or a Brad Hand? My vote, it goes to Brad Hand. What do you think?
I think all of the above would be helpful. That's for sure. yes, you would want another guy in the bullpen, and Hand is an excellent relief pitcher. But I think you have a pretty good closer out there, and a couple of guys had stepped up last year. If you can get another reliever, you never have enough pitching. That's how I always felt. But you need that everyday catcher to work in sync with your staff. And then obviously defense is important too. And just get Springer out there and Realmuto, Realmuto could throw guys out, which the Met catchers had a lot of issues in the past. And Springer should shore up that center field position. And then you can move guys who are out of position to their regular position, where Nemo could play left field and Conforto stay in right field. So you want to be strong up the middle. And the thing about defense, I look at it, is you don't want to give 4 or 5 outs an inning. You want to get 3 outs and that's it. You don't want to leave your pitchers out there to give the opposing team extra at bats. Me personally, I would try to go for another, probably a catcher in defense. Of course, I think the pitching is there. I just think that they just need to be consistent.
Do you have a preference, Realmuto or McCann?
I haven't seen McCann that much, but I've seen Realmuto, and when he was with the Marlins and Phillies, he's a damn good catcher. So I would like to see them get him, but I'm sure McCann's is a pretty good player too. It wouldn't be right for me to say, not get him because I haven't seen him. So I would think that he's a pretty good catcher if he's up in the same sentence as Realmuto. That's for sure.
We're talking with John Franco, fifth on the all-time saves list, who pitched in more games than Mariano Rivera here on The Fan. Now, John, it's that time of year again where ballots are beginning to be cast for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. You look at what you've accomplished, you know, how you've been rewarded, the Staten Island Sports Hall of Fame, the National Italian American Sports Hall of Fame, the New York Mets Hall of Fame in 2012, the success that you had on the mound and the numbers you put up, I think they speak for themselves, yet you missed the 5% threshold to remain on the ballot by just 3 votes. I know I can't figure it out. I know a lot of people around here can't figure it out. How do you rationalize that?
I'm still trying to figure it out myself too, but it is what it is. Writers at that particular time when they were voting for me, I guess they felt that the save statistic wasn't that important at the time. You know, the game has changed from the early 90s up until present, where the relief pitchers have become more part of the strategy and the game. It is what it is. You know, my numbers are just as good as anybody in the Hall of Fame. You know, Mariano's is off the chart, obviously, and Trevor Hoffman, but they're comparable to everybody else in there. The Hall of Fame is supposed to be about numbers, and guys who have 500 home runs, 3,000 hits, 300 wins, those all guys in the Hall of Fame. The relief pitchers in there, you know, have 400, 600 saves. The other ones who have been in there for a while have 300 saves, but obviously they pitch in a different era. But I have 424. In my mind, I did think I deserve to be in there, but it's up to the voters and the people who vote for that. Obviously, the writers at that particular time didn't feel. I also believe that Billy Wagner should be in there also. You know, he's right behind me. Billy's statistics are much better than probably everybody in that Hall of Fame, as far as that goes. But we'll see what happens. You know, you have the Veterans Committee and the New Era Committee and one of the other committees that vote for players who fell off the ballot. I'm hoping that they see that and I'll be voted in.
All is not lost. And for the listeners, you are part of, it's called the Today's Game electorate. And the way the voting rotation happens, it's the next vote for your bracket's going to be December 2022 for the class of 2023. And for this vote, I looked, you meet all the requirements. I mean, you just talked about saves. Is that the only thing you would hope that they take into consideration this time around?
Longevity. I mean, I have a number of games I pitched in and games I finished. I mean, I think it was 1,100 games, over 1,100 games that I played in and pitched in, and that's the most. My ERA has been really good. So my ERA has been under 2. So, you know, these are things that they consider, and we'll just have to see who is on that committee. You know, the thing I like about that is that there are players that are voting for that too. You know, that's how the Hall of Fame probably should be, is well, players voting for players to get in. We'll have to wait and see what happens, but I'm hoping that the vote goes my way next time.
You know, John, beyond numbers, and I was really thinking about this morning, I think we're at a critical intersection here in the Hall of Fame voting, and you referenced longevity, 21 seasons. But your career spanned that steroid era of baseball, yeah, and you still were able to achieve so much. So my question is it fair to you that you're evaluated against other pitchers who may not have pitched in that era or against hitters that were confirmed users?
Yeah, it's not fair, but you could talk about the steroid issue, the era. You could talk about the juice baseball. There's a number of things that you could bring up, you know, guys caulking bats. But it was the time that I was in the major leagues from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s where these things had occurred. It was an unplaying playing surface where guys have cheated. And, you know, I was clean along with a lot of other players. It's unfair, but, you know, the guys before me who played and they have 300 and something saves are in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, like you said, that the eras of the steroids and the juice ball and so on and so forth. And I did pretty damn good in those eras. So maybe they'll take that into consideration.
I hope so. That's what I'm trying to push here. Do you think those guys should get in? Those, you know, I don't want to name any names.
I think Pete Rose should get in, number one. That's what Pete Rose did as a player. That warrants him for a Hall of Fame. Not what he did as a manager. Pete was my manager in Cincinnati. And he was great. He was a great guy to play for. He was baseball. I mean, he got to sit down and talk baseball with you all day. So I think Pete deserves to be brought in. As far as what he did as a manager and broke the rules, I think he served his time already. It would be nice to see Pete get in. And then, you know, referring to the guys who did the steroids, who are on a ballot, who I think eventually will get in, and maybe just put a little asterisk next to their name that they were accused of steroid use. But, you know, those guys who are on the ballot and those guys who are going to get in, they were damn good players without the use of steroids. So I still don't understand why they would want to do it. But on the other hand, you see why they wanted to do it. So you scratch your head. I think they deserve to get in, put a little asterisk next to their name so everybody knows.
I agree with you. I'm with you on that. So we're talking with John Franco, who was inducted to the New York Mets Hall of Fame in 2012 here on The Fan. John, Mets fans have swiftly ushered in the Steve Cohen era with tweets of, I'm going to do it. It's a no-brainer. He's bringing back Old Timers Day. And I just wanted to get this on the record. I'm sure I already know the answer here. Would you accept an invitation to play in the big game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, growing up as a Met fan, you looked forward to the Old Timers Day, Banner Day, Bat Day. Those are great days. I remember going to the ballpark with my dad and brother, seeing your favorite players, you know, obviously when they retire for Old Timers Day to get back. And just bring the history of the organization back. You know, the Met organization has great history, and I think that is something that has been missing for a number of years. Bringing back the older players who played in the 70s and 60s and 80s and 90s. And just the camaraderie and to see the players and to show the fans that, hey, here's our history. Here's our players. You know, I think it's a great, great idea that he's going to do that.
So give me the short list. Which three players are you taking with you in that game?
Taking with me? Who do you mean, on my team?
Yeah.
the ones who are in the best shape, that's for sure. Because you know, when you get into those old Hall of Fame, those old timers game, you look at some of the guys and say, oh my God, what happened to you? The one guy, you know, he was probably in the best shape of his life when he played, but now they're so out of shape. But it doesn't matter. You know, it's all for fun. I'm sure there's some guys who are in great shape and some guys who are probably still hitting, still pitching, still throwing. And then there are guys who haven't done nothing since they retired. I look forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun, not only for to your older players and the organization, but the fans.
What else would you like to be accomplished by the new owner?
Well, just what he's doing. You know, he's treating everybody with respect. He's out there telling the fans what they want to hear. He's already did a number of things, donated $17.8 million to the small businesses in New York City. He made deals with the unions at the stadium to get to pay the workers up until April of next year, until the season starts. So he put back everybody's salary back to where it should be. These things mean a lot to the people who work behind the scenes, the back office people, and the people who, the ushers who every day, you know, when you go to the ballpark, you know, there's been ushers who've been there for 20, 30 years, concession workers, and even the small businesses. He gets it. He, you know, Steve Cohen has been a Met fan just like I was. You know, he grew up a Met fan. He used to go to the stadium and watch the games. He's living out his dream. You know, I lived out my dream as a player. He's living out his dream owning a team. So I think he's on the right track. He's said all the right things that everyone wants to hear. You know, when I heard his press conference and saw his press conference, it made you want to get up and run through that door and say, hey, man, I want to play for this guy. And when you see all the tweets from the current players, they're right on. And they're happy that there's new ownership. I think the former players are happy that there's new ownership. And there's a new chapter, a new era in the New York Met organization. I think the one thing that he's going to do is bring back a lot of history of the organization. I'm hoping that he does bring a lot of history back to the organization. A lot of things around the stadium to show the history of the Met organization. The number one thing, obviously, is the Tom Seaver statue. I also think there should be a Gil Hodges statue, too. Maybe these things down the road he'll take care of. And I think one of the most important things he did was bring Sandy Alderson back. Sandy's a great baseball man. He's been involved in every aspect of the game. He's been here. He's familiar with the organization. He's got the right guy. And Sandy running things.
Speaking of eras of Mets history, when I think of you, I picture you wearing the C on your chest of that black jersey. And to me, those black jerseys represent like a poignant era in Mets baseball and in our city's fabric. I know Pete Alonso has been pushing for them, and I am too. Would you like to see them back?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, you know, they could, you know, have something maybe where they can wear the jerseys once a week on Sundays. It would be nice to bring it back. But those are the decisions that the ownership and upper management will have to make. I think if enough current players would like to see it, maybe it'll get it done. And I think, you know, like you said, fans enjoyed the guys wearing those black jerseys. You know, if enough guys push for it, maybe they'll get it.
Hernandez, Carter, Wright, Franco. I think when Alonso organized and facilitated the 9/11 cleats for the team, I'm not saying he should be captain at all, but I'm asking, as a captain yourself, one of four in Mets history, do you see other captain characteristics in Pete Alonso?
Oh, yeah. You know, Pete stepped in right away in a leadership role, you know, in his rookie season. He had a great rookie season. Obviously, he struggled a little bit last year. But his leadership, his positive attitude day in and day out, even though he was struggling last year, he was very positive. You can see that he has all that makeup of a captain. And I can see Michael Conforto the same way. Michael Conforto is not as verbal, not as loud, but he leads by example. And so you have two guys who are very capable of being captain maybe one day down the road.
I'm so sad that our annual Italian American Baseball Foundation Gala is virtual this year. It's always a fun time. Yeah. What surprises do Joe and Carmine have for everyone this year?
Well, you know, obviously we're doing it virtual, but, you know, Arnon D. Mazzilli and J.P. Ricciardi, Anthony Iapoce, the hitting coach for the Chicago Cubs. So we're honoring those guys, but I'm sure Joe and Carmine have a little something up their sleeves where guys are going to be introduced by special players and special former honorees or special Italian American former players or active players or maybe managers or who knows. They're keeping things very secret, Carmine and Joe. So I'm sure they have something up their sleeves. But whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be great. You know, they do a great job, Joe and Carmine, with this organization. It's grown so much. And it's a shame that we couldn't do a lot this summer and you know, in clinics, things like that for the kids here in the city. And Carmine did a great job in donating a lot of food to the essential workers and going to firehouses and police stations and hospitals and stuff like that. So Carmine's did a great job doing all of that, organizing that with Joe. So I tip my hat to those guys. They continue to move forward day in and day out to make this organization one of the top organizations. And we continue to honor Italian Americans who played the game of baseball, who worked in the front office of baseball, who are announcers, who are, you know, broadcasters, who are radio commentators, or people who work on the radio like yourself. So they do a great job, and they continue to do a job day in and day out to try to better this organization and try to help players in Italy. You know, when we did clinics there the last couple of years, we went to Italy. If we can bring a couple of Italians from Italy over to play maybe college baseball, possibly in the pros, we've done our job trying to get baseball expanded in Italy. Obviously, soccer is the number one sport there, but baseball is coming along over there, and they love their baseball. They were like sponges when we were over there. They're taking up everything. So it was a lot of fun going over there, and they continue to do a great job.
And they're in good hands, obviously, with the summer clinics that you put on. You coach the kids, and has that ignited a desire to coach, maybe, let's say, this Mets team?
Oh, absolutely. I always leave the door open. You never, I never say no to nothing. If the right situation comes along, obviously, I would love to do it. That's for sure.
John, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Daniel, thank you. Continued success. Be careful of the parking around that area.
Thank you. I'm going to park in your driveway.
All right. Take care. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
If you're interested in checking out the Italian American Baseball Foundation's annual event, which is virtual this year, you can do so from the comfort of your own home. Join John and I on December 3rd at 8 p.m. at facebook.com. This is a live stream, facebook.com/Italian American Baseball Foundation. And the IABF is a 501c3 charitable organization. So if you want to consider making a donation, the website is iabf.foundation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.